We got to take a break from the Bryce Harper talk for a moment. Pete in Princeton and Christian Plymouth meeting. Just sit tight with me. We got Charlie O'Connor from The Athletic. He is the Flyers beat writer joining us. Charlie, real quick, did you alert Flyers Twitter that we were talking Flyers?
I can't say that I have. But,
great. So I'm going to have a bunch of minions in my timeline again. Awesome.
I mean, it was a late game, so I suspect most of Flyers Twitter is still asleep right now.
Yeah, they're still just chugging the Kool-Aid from the big overtime win. Real quick, you were at the game. How did the players like the outdoor series?
They were all really excited about it. Obviously, I think the timing of this game was weird, just because you got the trade deadline coming up tomorrow. The Flyers are sort of in that position where there's a good chance they're going to sell off a few pieces, at the very least Wayne Simmons. So it was kind of a weird time to have the game, but I definitely think they enjoyed it. Especially some of the guys who had never been in the game before. Obviously, the Flyers have been in a bunch of these, but they have a lot of young guys who this was their first time playing in an outdoor game or playing in an outdoor game in the NHL. So they were excited, and interestingly enough, a lot of them said that the ice surface wasn't terrible, that it didn't really get bad until the third period when the rain really started coming down.
Well, that just shoots down my entire theory that they don't like playing outdoors and the ice was terrible. So thanks for that. Look, the NHL trade deadline, as you alluded to, is Monday, I believe at 3 p.m. Wayne Simmons is on the block. They're only 6 points out. Do you think there's any chance whatsoever that they don't trade Wayne Simmons and they might buy a little bit?
So I think it's possible that they don't trade Wayne Simmons, but the smart money is still on him getting moved. I will say this, if they don't trade him, I don't think it's because they feel like they can go on a run. You never know. Hockey's weird. Sometimes teams go on crazy runs. But my read is that if Wayne Simmons is not moved, it's going to be because Chuck Fletcher basically just doesn't get an offer that he deems worth making a move. One thing that has to be taken into account with situations like this is, you don't want to, even though you want to get value back for a guy who you don't think you're going to re-sign, there's a certain element of, if you end up taking a lowball offer for Wayne Simmons, it can hurt your leverage in future trades, because other GMs then get the idea that basically you lose leverage, because then in future trades, but when you say, well, I just won't trade him, the other GMs are like, yeah, there's no way you're not going to trade him, because remember what you did in the Wayne Simmons deal. So the only way I really could see him not getting moved is if teams just lowball the Flyers and Fletcher just says, look, I'll just keep him. But in the end, I do think that as you get closer and closer to the Monday trade deadline, that someone's gonna pony up with a big offer, and I think he's gonna get moved. But I don't think, if he stays, it's gonna be because the offers just weren't good enough. I don't think it's gonna be because this game changed Fletcher's plans with regards to whether the Flyers should buy, or whether they should at the very least not sell. I think he's smart enough to know that the playoffs are unlikely, and he can't. He can't hang on to Wayne Simmons for the stretch run on what essentially amounts to a pipe dream.
All right, so with Wayne Simmons obviously being on the block and likely to be dealt, we saw Brian Boyle from the Devils get traded for a second-round pick, and usually that's kind of the market with these guys is if teams get desperate, they might trade a second, third. If he's a really good power forward, they might trade a first. What do you think the market is for Wayne Simmons? What do you think the likely return that they get for him is?
So my read on what the Flyers are looking for Wayne Simmons is, I think they're looking for, the easy way to say is, I think they're looking for a late first round pick and then a prospect, not a great prospect, but a guy that, maybe could be an NHLer. By the same token, that can change, and at least if the value you're getting back is similar. So, if they're looking for a first and a B minus C plus prospect, if a team says, okay, well, I'm not going to give you the first, but I'll give you a B plus prospect, then maybe the draft pick is a fourth rounder or something like that. Kind of like the trade that Minnesota and Boston made, where it was a Charlie Coyle for Ryan Donato and a fifth round pick. Like that's kind of what you can expect. So I would say the Flyers are either looking for a first round pick. Maybe you could have conditions. Sometimes these teams will make deals where you know, it's a second round pick, but if the team that's trading for the guy gets past the second round, then it becomes a first round pick, something like that. So I think they're looking for either a late first round pick or a better prospect who can actually, you know, obviously they're not going to get a superstar prospect for Wayne Simmons. You don't get superstar prospects for rentals unless the other GM is really incompetent. But they could get a guy who, you know, maybe is close to the NHL, maybe has upside, you know, middle six forward upside or second pair defenseman upside. But yeah, they're looking for a haul. And Simmons is the kind of guy where, yes, he hasn't been as good as he used to be. You know, injuries and whatnot have kind of hampered him for quite a while, but teams love to have that grit for the playoffs, and Simmons is just such a high character guy, and he's a guy who, you know, teams want to go into the trenches with a guy like Wayne Simmons. So I do think that eventually a team is gonna fall in love with that aspect of Simmons and pony up on the offer.
Who else do you think could be moved?
I think Michael Roffle is a definite candidate. He's another expiring contract, and the Flyers just have, not that Michael Roffle's a bad player. He's perfectly fine as a fourth liner, but the Flyers have so many prospects that project as useful fourth liners that are banging down the door to the NHL club, at least for the start of next season, that I don't know how much sense it makes for them to re-sign him. And if you're not going to re-sign him, then yeah, you have to go out there and look and see if anybody is willing to, you know, toss you a mid-round draft pick, just because you want to maximize the your asset collection and set yourself up for the offseason where I expect the Flyers to be very active in trying to improve their team. You know, the more draft picks you have, the more assets you have to potentially trade for an impact piece in the summer. So Roffle's an option. Brian Elliott, who started, you know, last night's game, the Flyers obviously traded for Cam Talbot last week. So essentially they have three goalies, and Elliott isn't in the future. They can't re-sign him for next year because of the injuries he's dealt with. So he could go. I would say those are the three guys I look at as most likely to be moved. That's not to say the Flyers couldn't theoretically make a bigger move, but my read on the on moves with players that are signed longer than this year, I think those kind of moves are probably going to happen in the offseason.
All right, Carter Hart is dealing with an injury. Came out of kind of left field on Saturday night. We got the news that, Friday night, we got the news that he was dealing with an injury and be out for 10 days. Talk about the injury, but also what about, you know, all the fanfare and the hype that he came in with? Did you expect him to be this good?
You know, I guess I'll start with the last part of that question. I don't know if I expected him to be this good this soon, but I did expect him to be good. He's a guy who his performance in juniors was pretty much unprecedented. His numbers, for the Everett Silvertips and the WHL were some of the best in junior hockey history. So the expectation was that he was going to be a very good goalie. Did I expect him to, I think he has a .917 save percentage now, but before the most recent run of the last couple games not being great for him, he was solidly above .920. Did I expect a 20-year-old goalie to be that good that soon? No. But he's long been the Flyers' best prospect because he was the only prospect in the organization that I viewed as having franchise-changing upside. You know, they have a lot of prospect depth, but most of the guys they're good prospects. You know, they're guys who project as second liners, you know, maybe low end first pair defenseman if everything breaks right. Whereas Carter Hart, if he hits his upside, he's a franchise goalie, and that's a franchise changing player. So I can't say I expected him to be this good this soon, but I did expect him to be very good eventually. And obviously it's a good sign that's clicked for him this early. As for the injury, it was a kind of a fascinating thing because on Friday, there was no indication that he was hurt. They made the decision they were going to start Elliott under the assumption that Hart was fine. Hart was going to back up, and apparently after the practice, which occurred at the link, they did a skate at 6 p.m. at Lincoln Financial Field. Apparently after the practice, Hart let the training staff know that he had apparently tweaked something in the pregame skate for the Montreal game on Thursday, and they checked it out, and then they decided they were going to shut him down for 10 days. So it looks like this was a classic case of a hockey player not telling the coaches about an injury, and they find out on Friday night. Then Saturday morning, everybody wakes up to the news that Hart will be shut down for 10 days. So I don't get the impression it's super serious, but you know, if you're the Flyers, you know, this guy, as I said, franchise changing upside. Yeah. You want to be as careful as possible with him. You don't want to push him. So he'll be out for a bit, and obviously that hurts the Flyers' playoff hopes. But as we talked about earlier, I don't think they were, you know, even with last night's win, I don't think they were terribly high to begin with.
All right, you can follow him on Twitter at @CharlieO_Khan, and then read his stuff at The Athletic. He is the Flyers beat writer for them. Charlie, I appreciate the time, man.
Yeah, thanks so much, Pat.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.